Regano Jones, REGANOJONES, date of service 8/11/2025, date of birth 11/24/93, date of accident is 4/5/2025. Patient alleges that she was a restaurant driver and was hit as a T-bone on a passenger. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She was initially involved as a restaurant driver where she was T-bone on a passenger side. The impact has caused her extreme headaches, dizziness, and loss of balance, loss of memory, occasional anxiety. Pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back is reported to be between 7 and 8. And shooting pain is reported to the left arm and left leg, front and back, as numbness and tingling constantly. ADLs are affected 8. 60% relief is reported by the patient. She has been undergoing chiropractic treatment for all these months. And please review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. The patient is physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 128 over 79, pulse 81, pulse ox 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit. 8/4/2025, dictation number 0805-012. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the medications that were provided to her on the first visit and include the following: meloxicam, Flexeril, Protonix, Ortran, Wellbutrin, Lunesta, Medigesic, and Lidopro. We'll be adding a Neurontin to her next visit. And her MRIs are available that have been reviewed. Her thoracic MRI was found to be completely normal. The lumbar MRI shows a 2 mm disc bulge at L4-5, abutting both L5 nerve roots. And then also there is a L5-S1 disc bulge, 2 mm without neural compression, and a facet hypertrophy involving L4, L5, L5-S1. Patient was informed that she will benefit from 3 to 4 epidural injections to the lumbar region, and if pain continues, 1 or 2 injections to the facet joints. For the cervical spine, it was found that patient has a herniated disc at C4-5 affecting both, affecting left C5 nerve root, and also 3 mm disc bulge at C5-6 affecting the C6 nerve root bilaterally. The patient has been informed in detail. All the options have been discussed. Patient was informed that 1 or 2 injections of epidural steroid will help her in the neck area as well. She'll be seen in 15 days' time, and once she makes up her mind, the procedures will be scheduled. Thank you.